Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Ayin Vav Omid Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura. We began yesterday Simon Tof Reishud Beis, and we pick up on the very last line of Ayin He Omud Beis with Sif Gimel in the Mechaber. Mechaber writes, Ochal v'choza v'yochal. The person ate on Yom Kippur, and then he ate again. So we're talking here about he ate pachus mikashir, and then he ate pachus mikashir again. But im yesh mitchila achila rishona atzof achila achrona kedei achilas pras, if the amount that he ate during this period of time called the kedei achilas pras, which we've discussed many times, is a period of time somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes or so. Most say it's about 4 to 5 minutes. It's based upon eating a certain amount of bread. with sitting down, with certain accompaniments to it, and that is known as the Kedei Achilas Pras. We'll define what exactly this shir is in the next sif. So if you eat this, then these two shiurim that you had, Pachas Mikashir, combine. But if not, Ein Mitzdarf, and then the two shiurim that are Pachas Mikashir don't combine. This is the basis for the heta that we talked about yesterday for a person that does have to eat, but doesn't have to eat all at once, to eat what we call pachos mikashir. So if the shir is a kosevas agasa, like we spoke about yesterday, so have half of a kosevas agasa, and then wait the shir of kedei achilas pras, let's say wait 10 minutes, and then eat, if you have to, another half of a kosevas agasa, and this way you'll be able to medically, for those that are required to eat, and yet not be over the isser of having the full shear on Yom Kippur. Again, we'll see nafkaminas for this more in today's shear as well. So that's what the Mechaber tells us. The Mishnah Brura in Sirkot and Vav says, V'wadin im ocha b'li hefzik. If a person eats uninterrupted, the same thing applies. Ela sheperit es ha'ocha l'perum k'tanim. But he crumbled up his food into little small crumbs, v'acholim, and he ate them in that fashion. V'yidei zeh nishtah b'chilos harbe. It took him a very long time to eat this kosevas agasa plus that was crumbled up, and it took him longer than the 10 minutes, let's say. So gam kein, but inon she mitchilas achilas at sofo rakedei achilas pras. So from the start to the finish, you need to have the achilas pras time period consuming the entire amount. So if it's broken up to small little crumbs, it just takes you a long time to eat it. So then you would not be over the full iser over here. That would be chayiv koris. But again, as we learned yesterday, we'll learn again today in Sif Hei, even chatzi shir is also in the Torah. You can't even have any amount. So you're over an iser deraisa. The question would be, you're not chayiv the iser of koris. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat and Zayin, wrote Salome, the Bechara is telling us over here, Sheshaw ba'achilos yosim yishiyach de achilas pras, that he delayed in eating the yishir into a time period that's more than an achilas pras time period, and therefore, emet starv, t'chilas achil, l'sofa l'schayiv koris, and therefore, you're not going to, in this situation, have the shiurim combine, and as a result, you're not going to be chayiv koris. Now we go to Siftala. The Mechaber writes, Shir Achilas Pras. What is this amount of the Achilas Pras? I gave you the rough time periods that we paskin like, but what's it based upon? So he says, this is a famous machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam. The first opinion is, as you can see, the Baragol is Rashi. So Rashi says, Yesh Omrim Arba Beitzim. It is the size of food that is 4 Beitzim's worth of food. And again, as I mentioned, it's eaten in a certain way. It's eaten in a way that will allow a rapid consumption of this food, with something like lefes, some accompaniment with it in a sitting down position. This arba beitzim is the shia of achilas pras according to Rashi. The Rambam, on the other hand, v'yesh omrim shalosh beitzim, says it's 3 beitzim, and the Ramah adds over here sochakos based upon the Rashba's interpretation. Sochakos, the Ber Hagolah says, is gedolos. For example, large eggs, ki odem shepiv gadol kishe sochek, like a person has a wide open mouth when he's smiling. So that's the type of beitzim that we're dealing with. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkat and Ches, ulin in halach, how do we paskin, kol shu bishal Torah halech achar amachbir. This machlokes in Rashi and Rambam, we always go l'chumri here, so it's a din daraisa. So whichever one will be the more machmir shir, whether it's sometimes going to be 3, sometimes going to be 4, depending on whether the isser is involved or a mitzvah is involved. So you go after the more machmir opinion. But v'choshu b'shal divrayim, if it's a din d'rabbanan, then we're allowed to go after the more makel opinion, whether it's 3 or 4 eggs. Halech achri ha-makel. Dershu footnote number 50 brings down that we have discussed in the past how to actually figure out what this shir is. And as I mentioned, it's somewhere in between 2 and 9 minutes, and the average is about 4 or 5 minutes. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tes tells us that this definition of sochakos is called beitza, every egg, b'milui u'berevach v'lo b'tzimtzum, a generous shear of this egg. Milui u'berevach, not exact, tight, stingy, miserly exact share. What does this mean? So, Tishvah number 16 reminds us that this has been discussed previously in the Gemara in Erevin, and the Kaf HaChaim brings down that this is basically adding on 1/20th to the size of the ek. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Hodo bein shir, that which we're talking about, that you have a shir over here for the Kosevas, the Gasa, or the eating of the Mitztarfim of Kedei Achilas Pras, all of the shirim, Hainu L'chiv Kari Sochatis, that's only Rachman al Sam person did on purpose, he'd be chayiv kares, or if he did it by accident, then he'd have to bring a korban chatas, the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when they will be rebuilt. But, aval isura, and we'll see that everybody says this means in Issa d'Oraisa, ikah b'cholshu, any amount, chatzi shir is also min HaTorah. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Yud, that hainu bein l'inyan achila, bein l'inyan shasiya, this is true for both eating or drinking, the shiurim ki l'kamon, b'siv tes, was learning mitzvah shem and tamara shiur, and sivkot and yudav, the Mishnah Berurah says, this means iser min ha-Torah. Now we go to the Mechaber Sivvav. The Mechaber writes, ochal acholim she'enim ruim l'achila, if a person eats something that's not normally edible, o she'ochal achila gasa, kigo miyad, or if a person eats what is called an achilas gasa, which is basically a forced feeding, which we'll explain more in the Mishnah Berurah, and how could you possibly have this? Because, as the Mishnah will point out, if you start eating, so it's not achilas gasa until you reach a certain point. So this is talking about immediately, right at the start of Yom Kippur, after you just had a huge meal as Yesuda Mavsekis, and you're stuffed to the gills. So in that situation, if you eat then an achilas gasa, it could be an achilas gasa that just is achilas gasa in Yom Kippur. And in that situation, al achilush achal erev Yom Kippurim, you're eating on top of what you ate in erev Yom Kippur. In this situation, you have no desire to eat anymore. Achikotz mimzona, you're sick, you really can't eat anything. So then, potter, you would be potter of a loss. This is an issa d'rabbanan, as we'll see, but it's not an issa d'oraisa, even though you're eating. So a lot of things we just said over here. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Beis. It says, hainu, dvarim marim. One example would be something that's not really edible, something that's very bitter. O nevoshim, it's very desiccated, it's dried out. Acheinam re'uyim, machmazel achila klal. It's no longer edible based upon it being too bitter or too dried out. He adds, "Udvarim ruuyim lachila rakshim isurim." Likewise, things that are able to be eaten, they're very tasty, but they're not permitted. They're asur. For example, gonchelev unevela utreifa. You have fats that are forbidden. You have non-kosher meat that's either nevela or treifa, the chiyai gavda, or anything similar to this. So bevadai chayav maleim gamach l'siyom kippurim. In addition to the isur of these Isser items, the chayla, the mail, the trade for, whatever it is, it's osser. So in addition to the isser of the item, there's also a separate isser of eating on Yom Kippur because you are in fact getting hanah from it, and therefore there's a separate isser of your breaking your inui, and therefore is a separate isser of Yom Kippur as well. The issue footnote number 18 asks the obvious question, how come this is not an isser chalal isser? So he brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan, based upon the Rambam, she isser Yom Kippur nechshav ki isser kolal. So the isser of Yom Kippur, because it includes everything, Kolam Acholam can add on to the Isser of the Chelu Nevela Trefa or the other Isser item. Now, the issue for number 17 has a number of important items as well to discuss. This, we had said, was regards to non-edible food. But what about edible food that you eat in an abnormal way? So, this is called Dvarim Haruyim Lachila, but not Kiderech Achila. So, there's a famous machlokis over here between a number of the great Achronim. So, the Shagas Ayi writes that this is Osri Min HaTorah. Even though Chayim Le'arak Kiderech Achilas, even though the Torah says you eat it in the normal way, so why is it this not also mid Torah because it's not eaten in the normal way? He says, nevertheless, in regards to Yom Kippur, the Isser isn't eating. The Isser is removal of affliction, as we mentioned already several times, and as a result, that's included in this removal of the inui by eating something that is royally Achila, even though it's not Kiderech Achila. And he adds further that ma'acholim she'enam ru'uyim, the things that aren't edible, mishum she'en she'em ochaleim, that's because they don't have the name of food upon them. That's why there's no removal of the isser of inui in that situation. And he brings down from the Divrei Yecheskel, from a parish that is written by Rabbeinu Menoch on the Rambam, mishum she'en b'em yishav adas, you don't get any satisfaction from eating these things that aren't edible. And he says, adarab, they actually give you more pain. So therefore, that's why they're not awesome in the Torah. He brings that as well from the Shagas Aryeh, that Achila Gasa, the reason why you're potter, is because also it hurts you, it harms you, and it doesn't give you any Yeshuvia Das. But not because it's not Achila, it's because it is in fact not removing the Isser of the Inoy. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah, and you can see this also as well in the Bir HaLocha by the Chavetz Chaim on this subject, he says, Ilinyan Yom Kippur, Eino Chayiv Al Achila Shelo Kiderach. If it's not an Achila that is the normal way, then you're not Chayiv Min HaTorah. And he says, for example, if somebody were to eat raw meat, you would be chayiv min haTorah because some people eat raw meat. But if it's something that's really not eaten, so then you wouldn't be chayiv min haTorah. It brings out from the Ksav Sofer as well. Achila zorim she'en ruyim potter, something that is not edible, so then you potter min haTorah. Again, also mid the Rabbanan. But he says, al achila shelo kederach, you're also potter. He says, if it's not eaten in the normal way, you're also potter. And the reasoning is, legabi yom kippur hadavar tala b'yishuv adas. The same idea. You get satisfaction from it. If you don't eat in the normal way, you don't get satisfaction from it. However, he does point out, this is dafka b'ofen sha'achein, ain't onana miachlisu. That's because you don't get any hanav from it. But if you were to get hanav from it, then it would be usur as well. And that would be an issur Torah. Then he has a whole discussion about tube feedings. So this is called Achila aide tsinoris hamchuberis legufo. It's like a tube feeding that's attached to your body. So something like what we would call a PEG, percutaneous endoscopic gastrotomy tube. So this type of a tube that goes right into the stomach. Your body is getting tremendous nutrition from this. You're being kept alive by this. Nevertheless, it's not called hana that comes via achila derech hagoron. It doesn't come through the mouth. And therefore, this is not an iser on Yom Kippur, as brought down by Shelzer Jews Achiezer. And he says, Afilu, according to the Shagas Aryeh, that says Achila Yom Kippur, that we just said, Lo Kederach Achila is Asur min haTorah. That's nevertheless not true over here by tube feedings, because you're not getting any hanoah through the goron, through the throat at all. And this is the opinion of Minchas Chinuch as well, in regards to Achila Smaichel HaKaruch Basiv. The Gemara's idea of a tube feeding is basically that they would put food down somebody's throat inside some sort of a sieve, some sort of a tube, basically, that was created so it didn't touch your throat. So you didn't get any hanoah from it in the throat, you only got hanoah in the stomach. And he says, if your throat, so to say, your back of your mouth doesn't get any hanoah from it, then it's muteris min haTorah. So he says, even though we just said many times, it's the removal of the affliction, and this does remove the affliction, nevertheless, it's only via achila. And therefore, it isn't considered food. And the stomach, the same thing applies with hydration through an IV or fluids or food through an IV. This isn't an iser on Yom Kippur. Again, I mentioned many times, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Hatzal in the Igros Moshe has a tshuva that says you're absolutely not mechuyev to do this to prevent you from breaking your fast on Yom Kippur. That is not included in the din of Rapo Yirape. Now we go weiter. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Yud Gimli says, the Imlo Kain, we're talking here about an Achilas Gasa, how could that possibly be if it wasn't only at the start of Yom Kippur? The Imlo Kain, Hech Mishkas Lo Achilas Gasa, you'd never have an Achilas Gasa because I'll call upon him, Chayev L'mash Ocho Tchila, as soon as you take some bites, that's an Isser. Mishnah called Mishavoli De Achilas Gasa, therefore you'd be over the Isser before you had the Achilas Gasa. Sivkan Yud Dalit, it's called Achilas Gasa, Achikot Mizona, that you can't take it, you're sick of it, Shochel Achshav, Lafuki Menokot, as opposed to, well, I can eat a little bit more even though I'm full. That's not called Achilas Gasa. In that situation, we're talking about a person who says, listen, I'm full, Vakriya Soveya, I really have no desire to eat anymore. Nevertheless, I eat some more. Who magish tam shocha, and he enjoys the food, so then he would be chayiv. So Achilas Gasa is really only that it sickens you. You really can't have any more. You're force feeding yourself. So then in Sivkot and Tezvav, the Mishmur says, you're potter. Why? The Achilas Gasa, lo shmachil, because that's not called eating. Nevertheless, it's an Issur d'Rabbanan, at least. And the Shaar HaTzion owes to Zion, he brings down the name of the Meiri, and he writes down, Kosev, Shemakinus, or Makis Mardis. You give him Makis Mardis in this, such as rabbinical lashes. The Hari who Kamoho, Chalacholim Shenarim. It's like if a person eats something that's not normally edible. Ubacholim Shenarim, Kosev, Shemakinus, or Makis Mardis. You give him Makis Mardis there. It's not right. So even though it's not Issa Deraisa, it's Issa Derabonin. Likewise, the Mishnah continues, Vechain Bacholim Shenarim Lachila, as we just pointed out. If something's not normally edible, and you eat it, Yeshisul Lachila Midrabonin. That is an Issa Derabonin. And he brings down the Shaar HaTzion, Oshet Zayin. This is based upon a Gemara in Yuma, which is Daf Yomi is doing right now. We'll get to it on Daf Pei in a while, but in any event there, this sugya is discussed, and it is Asur Midrabbanan. And the Mishbrook continues, he says, V'afilu b'chatzi shir, even any amount is Asur even Midrabbanan. Mem gam kein yesh lezor l'chatchila. One should be careful about this l'chatchila, brought down the name of Prima Gadim, and Deir Shufut number 20 brings down that the rabbi set things up, kein daraisa. So if it's Asur Midrabbanan, based upon the Issur daraisa, so then it has the same rules, which is even chatzi shir is Asur Midrabbanan, so therefore chatzi shir is Asur Midrabbanan. Deir Shufut number 19 is a very important Deir Shufut note because it deals with medicines on Yom Kippur. So he says, number one, to drink water that's not potable, that's not really drinkable, may not be the Issur daraisa, certainly an Issur daraisa. What about Litzorach Rafua? So if you need to take pills with or without water, for refuah. But this is not talking about pikuach nefashos. Obviously, if it's pikuach nefashos, of course you can do it. So we're talking about a chol she'ein bo sakon. It's not pikuach nefashos. So Shagas Ari writes, also lo liochem. Then you're not allowed to take such pills, even though a chol is normally allowed to go and take such pills when it's only an issur d'rabbanan. Here, kivin shabachilosam hariyu machshivam, by your eating it, taking these pills, you're making them into a davar choshev, nechshavim legabav kemacholim arurim lachila. It's as if you made it into a food, and therefore it's awesome. On the other hand, Ksavsofa disagrees. He says, hey, you're taking this not for food, you're taking it for medicinal purposes, so you don't turn it into achila. And this is the opinion of the Halachas Ketanos, mutaluchola, shembo sakona lito trufa, mara, biyom kippur, it can take something that's bitter on your kippur, no problem. Bofin shein, bedover mishum isra, asiyas rufu, biyom kippur, as long as, of course, it's permissible to take it on your kippur, no isra marufua on your kippur, there was an opinion of the Shuas Yaakov. What about taking pills with water? So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says, yes, mutter, kivun shaglula ain't a ru'i lachila. It's not something that's normally eaten, so pills are okay. And he says, if you can't take it without water, you can take a little bit of water, but mix in it something, something that'll make it a little bit bitter, so therefore it's not ru'i l'shasiya, and then you can take the pill. There's the opinion of Yashiv as well, who suggests mixing in something like soap. Of course, don't mix in so much that it will be kidei gerimas bechila, which means to cause nausea. So therefore, you can put in something to make it a little bit bitter. Rabbi Carlos and Sal says the same idea. She says you should take pachas mikashir of the water if you need to, and ideally mix it with something that's very bitter. If you have no choice and you have to take this pill, and it is something that's ru'i l'achila, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, try to wrap it in something like a thin piece of tissue paper and swallow it. This way it's like the sieve that we spoke about, and that diminishes the isser. And the Shel Shuvas Achiezer says a similar idea if somebody has to take something that is a forbidden item, not only on your kippur. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, if you eat something that is spiced in some way or made tasty in some way, when you're eating this as an achilas gasa, then you are chayav, because the spices, the rachel, the sumin shlichli, brings out the kobo, that there, the spices that you're adding to it make it tasty, even if it's an achilas gasa. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Sifkat Tezayin, if you're eating when you're so full, afilu bezeh potur, he says you're still potur in this situation. However, this is really dependent on each person. Are you getting enjoyment out of it or not? And this is the opinion Ken Kosov Ramogin Avram, Rosh Lomar, that normally if a person spices up something, he'll get some benefit from it. Even if you're full, if you add spices to it, it makes it tasty. You put a little sugar on it, it's going to make it tasty. That's what the Ramah is talking about. So he says, that's what the Bachman Stam is saying, that it really, even though it's sweet, it's tasty, it has spices in it, but if it really makes you uncomfortable to eat it, then it's potter of a loss. It's awesome in the Rabbanim, but not awesome in the Raisa. Ramah continues and says, you're not allowed to taste something in order that you're going to spit it out. You still can't taste it. Even something that's like dry pieces of aromatic wood. And he says, Ayin le'el simen tof kuf samach zayin, sif gimel in the Hagah and the Ramah there, where this is discussed as well. Mishnah Berurah sifkan yud zayin, afilu pachas b'shir, even if you're eating less than the shir, you're not allowed to take it to spit it out. Afilu miyodei shoch lamod alatzmo, shlo yivlaklum, and even you're certain that you're not going to swallow it at all. That's why Dishu Foot number 21 says you're not allowed to rinse your mouth out with something, even if it's not really an ochel, because you may come to swallow it. Even if you're very careful not to, you still might. Mishnah Berurah sifkan yud ches, this atzi b'samim eis balmas, a piece of wood, shtick wood. The mechol makom kishaloasa, when you're chewing it, margish time, you're going to taste something in it. We discussed previously, Dishu Foot number 23, what about licorice or things like that on Erev Yom Kippur. Mishnah Berurah continues, avomutu lo riach lemalos minyan mea brachos, but a person should try to have 100 brachos every day, including Yom Kippur, and therefore you can go and smell things on Yom Kippur to make additional brachos on the reach. Chos mashal yisiach daitom ilo riach, but if you still had in mind from the previous smelling, you're not allowed to make a new bracha, also lachzal avarach, that is not allowed because the heavy brach shein tzricha, you don't need to do that. There's people that smell these various aromatic waters, shekorim spiritutz, which is some sort of an aromatic water. Of course, if you don't smell it, then you don't make any bracha. And you shouldn't make a bracha on this, and if you do make a bracha, you're doing an isser, if I understand this correctly. Siv Zayin Mechaber writes, if a person eats the leaves of certain types of reeds, or the palm shoots, that are before Rosh Hashanah, when they're hard, then it's potter. Not an Issa deraisa, but it's an Issa derabanan, because it's a shtick wood, the Eitz Ba'amuhim. V'im livlu be'eretz Yisrael, but if they became fresh and ripened during the period of time in Eretz Yisrael, maybe Rosh Hashanah al Yom Kippur, because then they're soft, and in fact you will get hanor from it. The Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot Yotes, Yesh Gorsim Ali Gefanim, others have the gears over the leaves, not of reeds, but of leaves of vines, and the reason is, Atam Yishom De'enim Arim Lachil, they're not really edible. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nchof, what does livlu mean? Pira Sheinetsu, they blossom. That's how we translate that, they blossomed. Sivkon Chafalev, in the period of time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Mishum Da'adayin Lachin V'Rachin Hein, they're soft and juicy then, Uruuyin Lachila, and they're edible. There are a number of other Dirush footnotes that are important. I in them yourselves. With this, we conclude today's shiur.